Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Dalet. We are holding on daf Nun Gimel and Beis, four lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishav and Numen. Luzchus Rufo Shleim for Chaim Nasali Ben from Freida and for Sarah Freida Baschaya. Today's shiur is also sponsored by David Atkin, Zecher Nishmas, his grandmother Freida Shulamis Bas Harav Chaim Tzvi, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning. So yesterday we left off discussing the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, whether one is Chayiv on Eishas Aviv for Eishas Aviv when one sleeps with his own mother. When one sleeps with his own mother, he's certainly Chayiv Mishum Imo, but is he also Chayiv Mishum Eishas Aviv? What difference does it make? You Chayiv Misa? Well, what if a person did it b'shogeg? Is it two Karbonos Chatas or one Karbon Chatas? So we were trying to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that there's no Chayiv on Eishas Aviv for one's own mother, and we gave two explanations, and we're gonna go back and explain it again, go back to the first explanation and justify it today, and then we're going to confirm that Rabbi Yehuda in fact holds that the words Erva Savicha, based on a Braisa, that Erva Savicha means not actually being sleeping with one's father, but Eisha Savicha. That Erva Savicha is about Eisha Savicha. And then we're going to explain the Shita of the Rabbanan, who hold that someone who's Ba'al Eishas Aviv, who's also his mother, is chayiv for both Eishas Aviv and his mother. Then we're going to have a Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph that's going to give two reasons why a behema that's involved in bestiality gets killed. Behema b'mechata. What kind of aveira on a behema? A behema doesn't do aveiros. So what does it mean? Why would it be that a behema would get killed? The Gemara is then going to give us the source for the fact that there's a chayiv skila and where we learn the ashara and the onesh, and that it's true for both parties involved in Mishkav Zachar. So all about Mishkav Zachar. Then the Gemara is going to tell us all about Mishkav Behema. Where do we learn the Ashara? Where do we learn the Onesh? How do we know that Yechayv Skila? How do we know that it applies whether you're the Shochev or the Nishkav? All that about Mishkav Zachar. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel from where we learn the Ashara for a Nishkav LeBehema. And the Gemara is going to say that there are four nafkaminas where we learn the Ashara from. You normally think of machlokas, where to learn an Ashara from, as a machlokas in details and just how to read a pasuk, not something that would be nogel lemaisa, because what difference does it make? As long as there is an ashara and we know what the yisur is, no, we're going to have four nafkaminas lemaisa in that machlokas. And then at the very end of the daf, if we get to it, the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether the nishkav in a situation of mishkav zachar has to be 3 years old or 9 years old in order for the shochev to be chayiv for Mishkav Zachar, meaning we generally know that by a man, when he's 9 years old, he's capable of bia, of halachically, what we halachically define as bia. For a woman, it's 3 years old. So what do we say about the guy that plays the woman's role in a Mishkav Zachar situation? It is a male, but it's a male that's playing the female role. That is the Nishkav. So do you go with the 3 year old model of Bia of a woman, or 9 year old Geder of Bia of a man? Okay, good. So we left off at Ella Amarava, four lines from the bottom of the page, on Daf Nun Gimel and Beis. So the Gemara is going to explain. We're going to go back to Abaye's explanation of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So, Ella Amar Rava Kasava Rabbi Yehuda Erva Savicha Zu Eisha Savicha. Really, the Svara for Rabbi Yehuda is like Abaye said, that Imchahi, when the Torah says Imchahi, it's coming to tell me that when one sleeps with his mother who's also Eisha Sav, he's only Chayev Mishum Imo and not Mishum Eisha Sav. Why did we reject Abaye yesterday? Because we said, you know, the Pasuk doesn't just say Imchahi, Pasuk also says Erva Savicha Hi. So then you should darshan from that part of the pasuk that you're only chayiv mishum eshasav and not mishum imo. So you should turn both ways and not be chayiv anything. A guy sleeps with the imo she eshasaviv. Imcha he teaches me that you're not chayiv mishum eshasaviv. Erva Savicha he teaches me you're not chayiv mishum imo. I'm going to be totally potter. That's ridiculous. So he says no. Kasav Rabbi Yehuda Erva Savicha Zu eshasavicha. When the pasuk says at the beginning of the first of those two pesukim, Erva Savicha, Verva Simcha Lo Segaleh, it doesn't mean when one sleeps with his father himself, and to tell us that a man is not allowed to have Mishkav Zachar with his father. No, what it's actually referring to is Eishas Aviv, Umaisi La Bigzereshava, and the fact that it's referring to Eishas Aviv and not Mishkav Zachar, we derive from Gzereshava, we're going to see later on in today's daf, where the Ashara says Erva Savicha Lo Segaleh, by the Onesh it says So just like by the Onesh, the Pasuk is talking about Eishes Aviv and not about actually Mishkav Zachar with one's father. So too by the Ashara, we assume it's talking about Eishes Aviv and not Mishkav Zachar with one's father. Umashma Bein Eishes Aviv Sheimo, Bein Eishes Aviv She'ena Imo. Since the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about Eishes Aviv Stam, it sounds like Eishes Aviv you're chayiv for whether it's your mother or whether it's not your mother. You're always going to be chayiv mishum Eishes Aviv. Imo she'ena Eishes Aviv minayin. How do I know one is chayiv for sleeping with one's own mother, even if she does not happen to be the father's wife? Where's the asara? Tamal Amar Ervas Imcha lo segale. And then now we have Imcha hi, when the pasuk then adds the phrase Imcha hi, that's extra to teach us mishum imo atamachayvo v'yatamachayvo mishum Eishes Aviv, that you chayiv mishum aim but not mishum Eishes Aviv. So that is what Abaye meant from the words Imcha. We see that when one sleeps with one's mother who's also Eishes Aviv, you're only chayv mishum imo, not mishum Eishes Aviv. Why don't we learn from Ervas Avicha hi that you're only chayv mishum Eishes Aviv and not mishum imo? Because once the first pasuk told me that it's only talking about Eishes Aviv, why do I need a second pasuk to tell me that to be memayit from Isser imo, which we weren't talking about at all? So it must be Ervas Avicha hi is not coming to be memayit, it's coming to teach us a different drasha, whereas Imcha hi in the first pasuk is coming to be memayit that someone who sleeps with Eishes Aviv, which is also imo, is only chayv mishum imo and not mishum Eishes Aviv. So bottom line is, we had said that the phrase erva savicha, the way Abaye explains Rabbi Yehuda, the phrase erva savicha does not mean one sleeps with his own father, it means Eishes Aviv. So Tanya Kavase de Rava. We have a brisa that says just like Rava, that Erva Savicha means Eishes Avicha. Why? What does the brisa say? The Torah talks about the Torah tells us Isha Shayishkav es Eishes Aviv, Ervas Aviv Gila. The Torah talks about a man who sleeps with his father's wife. So we say Ervas Aviv Gila Mos Yum Sushneim Demeim Bam. So we darshan Ish Prat Lekatan. The word ish, that it must teach me that it's a katan who's Baal Eishes Aviv is not Chayiv Misa. Asher Yishkavish es Eishes Aviv, Mashma be Eishes Aviv Shiimo, Bein Eishes Aviv Shiimo, Bein Eishes Aviv Shelo Imo. When it says Asher Yishkavish Eishes Aviv, it sounds like it doesn't matter what other relationship you have with your father's wife, whether she's your mother or not, it's included anyway. Imo Shein Eishes Aviv Minayin, how do I know when it's Chayiv for his mother who's not his father's wife? Tamalomar Erva Saviv Gila Mufna, and that phrase is extra to teach us a drasha, because it already said at the beginning of the pasuk Yishasher Yishka Veseishas Aviv. Why does it then have to say Erva Saviv Gila? So it must be that it's an extra phrase Lahakish V'Lodun Mimenu Gzeira Shava, to learn Gzeira Shava from it. Mos Yumsu, then when it says Mos Yumsu Biskila, we know that that's Skila. Atom Biskila, we know the Bachs Mikol Misamor Spitora. How do I know it's Skila? Maybe it's one of the other misos in the Torah. No, Nemar Kan Demei Ambam, Nemar Bovi Yadoni Demei Ambam. Just like we saw earlier that we learn all the other Chiyuve Skila that it doesn't say Skila Beferish by from Oven Yadoni. So the phrase Demei Ambam appears by Oven Yadoni and here. So Mala Lam Biskila, just like by Oven Yadoni, it's obviously Biskila because it says Be'evin Yirgum. So Afkan Biskila. So here also it's Skila. So Onesh Shamanu. Good. So now I learned that there's an Onesh for someone who is Boel, his father's wife. As Haraminayin, for in order to be Mechayev anybody, any Onesh in the Torah, you need the Yisr to appear twice. You need an Ashara to tell me not to do it, and then you need another Pasuk to tell me, and if you do it, here's the Onesh that you're going to get. So As Haraminayin, where do we learn Ashara for Eishes Aviv? Tamlomer Erva Savicha Lo Sigale, Erva Savicha Zu Eishes Avicha. Erva Savicha is Eishes Avicha. Atomer Eishes Avicha Enel Erva Savicha Mamish. Are you sure that Erva Savicha means Eishes Avicha? By the way, that's the reason we quoted the whole Brisa. The whole Brisa was to show that you see Erva Savicha means Eishes Avicha and not Mishkav Zachar with your father. That's why this Brisa is a Raya to Rava. So it says, Atomer Eishes Avicha Enel Avicha Mamish. Are you sure that it's Eishes Avicha? Maybe it means Mishkav Zachar with one's own father. Nemar Kan Ervas Avicha Lo Sigalev, Nemar Alon Ervas Aviv Gila Mal Alon Beishes Akas Medaber. Just like by Ervas Aviv Gila, it's talking about Ishus, talking about one's father's wife, because that was explicit in that pasuk that said Isha Sheishka Ves So here also, it's talking about not Mishkav Zachar, but an Issa related to Ishus, meaning one's father's wife. Mashma, the Brisa continues. Mashma bein eshes av sheimo bein eshes av sheinimo. That we learn from Ervis of Vichalosigale, the father's wife, whether it's your mother or not. Imo she'ena ishus aviv minayin. Where do I learn the one is chayav for one's mother, even if she's not ishus aviv? Tam lomar ervis simcha lo segale. And then the brisa continues. Ein li ala ba'ashara. I only see ervis simcha lo segale to learn an ashara. Sha'asa kosav imo she'ena ishus aviv kimo she'ishus aviv. That as far as an ashara is concerned, one's mother who's not married to one's father is the same as a mother who is married to one's father. So just like we have an iser for an imo shehi eshes aviv, we're also musar an imo that's not eshes aviv. But onesh minayin, how do I know that there's an onesh skila for one's mother, even if she's not married to one's father? Nemar kan ervas vichalos galah, because by the asar it says ervas vichalos galah v'nemar la'alan, and by the onesh it says ervas aviv gila ma ba'asar asakas v'imo shehi eshes aviv kimo shehi eshes aviv af ba'onesh asakas v'imo shehi eshes aviv kimo shehi eshes aviv. Just like the by the Asara, we equate a mother who is married to a father to a mother who is not married to a father, so too by the Onesh. So the Brisa now continues, the end of the Pasuk, Imcha hi. What do we learn from there? Misham ima temechayvo, ima temechayvo, misham eshes av. If one sleeps with one's own mother, who's also eshes aviv, you're only chayv misham imo, and one is not chayv misham eshes av. All of that, up until now, we've been explaining the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that one is only Chayiv Mishum Imo, and not Chayiv Mishum Eshasav. Just parenthetically, this Bryce had mentioned, from the word Ish, we learn that a Katan is Patu, that's Ish Velo Katan, that only an Ish is Chayiv, but not a Katan. The Achronim are bothered, why I need a Pasuk to tell me that a Katan is not Chayiv. A Katan is not Chayiv in anything. There's never a time that a katan is chayiv. The Ar Sameach even points out that even when you have other places in Shas where we have psukim to be memayid a katan, we have a pasuk that says that a katan is not included. Yeah, in every instance where you have that, says the Ar Sameach, Rishonim ask the kasha. Rishonim will ask, why does it say that? Well, why do I need a pasuk? Over here, the Rishonim aren't even bothered by the kasha. So it's a pella that not only does the Gemara quote a pasuk to tell me that a katan has no chiyuv, Rishonim aren't even bothered why the Gemara has to quote a pasuk. Tell me that a katan is not included in the chiyuv. They think it's a davar pashut. So the Or Sameach suggests that what we're talking about over here is arayos. Arayos, even b'nei Noach are mitzuva on arayos. So by a ben Noach, what would we say? At what age is a ben Noach mitzuvah? Is it bar mitzvah? A ben Noach has a bar mitzvah. So Pashtus is not. That as soon as he's a bar das, he's chayiv. You know, there's no such din of a bar mitzvah. There's no such din of a gadol. So it's mistaver, says the Or Sameach, that for those yisurim that apply to a ben Noach, a Jew would be chayiv at the same age that a ben Noach would be chayiv. And therefore, even a katan theoretically could be chayiv. That's why I need psukim, and Rishonim aren't bothered by the fact that I need psukim to teach me that you're going to be that a katan is going to be pater. That's the Chassam Sofer discusses in the Shuvah, we've discussed in the past in the Yardesim and Shin Yud Zayin, at what age Ben Noach becomes chayv and things. The Shaili he was dealing with had nothing to do with Mishkav Zachar or Mishkav Behema or any of those topics. It had to do with a fellow who was a farmer, and he had a parah mevakeres. He had a cow that was going to give birth to a bechor, and in general, when you have a Jewish farmer, having the firstborn behema tahora is always a big problem because it has kedushas bechor. So, and there's nothing you could do with it. We don't bring karbanos anymore. So, what are you going to do with a kedushas bechor? So, what we do is like a mechiras chametz. We sell the animal. You sell the animal to a guy, and then the firstborn is born to a non-Jew under non-Jewish ownership, and it doesn't have kedushas bechor, and then you buy it back. That's what they do. Rav Shechter told us once, he got a call from a rabbi in the Midwest, that one of his balabatim is a farmer, and he's got a behemim vakeres. What in the world do I do? He said, it's just like mechiras chametz. You do it every single year. And the guy said, well, how do I do that? He said, okay, so that's a problem if the guy doesn't have to do mechiras chametz. But it's just like you do a mechira of the animal. So the shaylich some sofer had was that the guy that this farmer chose to sell it to was 9 years old. He decided to sell it to a 9-year-old guy. So the shaila was, does the animal have kedushas bechor? Meaning, is the guy b'taras kinyanim? You can say, wait till his bar mitzvah. So Chassam Sofer says, it really depends how sharp he is. It depends if he's by a guy. It doesn't depend on bar mitzvah. It depends on whether he's clever enough to understand masu matan. And that really depends on the kids. Sometimes you have kids, like in the second grade, they're already making a living off of all their friends. And sometimes you have kids that that have no idea about money. They have no idea what to do. So it really depends on the nature of the child. Okay, now we're going to go and explain the Shita of the Rabbanan. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who disagree in our Mishnah with Rabbi Yehuda and hold that someone who's ba al eshes aviv shehi imo is chayiv both for eshes aviv and for imo. What about imchahi? Shouldn't they be mema'it? Shouldn't they learn from imchahi that you're only chayiv mishum imo and not eshes aviv? So it says Gemara, erva savicha mamish. They hold that the phrase erva savicha means literally mishkav zachar with one's father, and therefore the ashara to be shochev with one's father in a mishkav zachar is from that phrase. So since that pasuk is not talking about eshes aviv at all, you cannot say that imchahi at the end of that pasuk is being memait something that the pasuk never spoke about at all. So the imchahi can't be memait to tell me that you're only chayv mishumeim and not mishum eshes aviv. The pasuk was never talking about eshes aviv because the phrase erva savicha is not eshes aviv, says the Gemara. But how can you say that according to Rabban the pasuk is coming to Aser Mishkav Zachar with a father Haimi ve'ez Zachar Nafka? Don't I already learn that from the Isser in the Torah of Mishkav Zachar? L'chayiv lof shtayim. You have to tell me you chayiv two chatos, one for ve'ez Zachar lo tishkav and the other for ever savich lo segale. Ukid Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda Nachri Habal Aviv Chayiv Shtayim. That a Nachri, which we're soon going to see, doesn't really mean a Nachri, doesn't really mean a guy. We just like to, we'd rather not say a Jew ba'al aviv. A Nachri ba'al aviv is chayiv shtayim. Habal achi aviv, and someone who's ba'al his father's brother, is also chayiv shtayim. Mishkav Zachar and Ervas achi avicha lo segale. Amar Rava mistavra milsad Rav Yehuda bi Yisrael b'shogeg u'b'karban. So you know this idea that if one is boel his own father, he's chayiv shtayim. That only makes sense if he's a Jew and we're talking about a korban when he did it b'shogeg. But if he did it b'mezid, it makes no sense because if he did it b'mezid, he's chayiv misa. He can't kill him twice. And as we're about to say, if he's a guy, it doesn't make sense if whether he did it b'shogeg or mezid because the guy's chayiv misa even if he did it b'shogeg. And you can't kill a guy twice. When we say nachri, it's just a lishna ma'aliyah. It's a nicer way of saying it. Because it can't be an actual nachri. Because if you would say nachri mamish, dino mainihu, what is the din of a nachri that's baal zachar katala? He's chayiv misa. So what? Betray katli katl say? You're going to kill him twice? Shkayach. You know that he can't do that. So it doesn't make any sense to say he's chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv misa even if he kills, even if he is baal bishogeg, his father. Tanya Nami Achim of a Braisa that says just like this, like Rabbi Yehuda said, Habal Aviv Chayv Shtayim, Habal Achi Aviv Chayv Shtayim. Just like we just said, that someone who's Baal, his father is Chayv Shtayim, once for his father, once for Mishkav Zachar, and the same is true for his uncle. Igadarmi Delok Rabbi Yehuda. So some say this Braisa is going against Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda Darsh in the Pasuk Erva Savicha Lo Segaleh by Baal Eshes Aviv and not Mishkav Zachar. So Mimela Lashitas Rabbi Yehuda, someone who's Boel, his father, is only chayiv one chatas, because there is no second pasuk. Vikadam Rafilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda, and some say, no, this price might even be following Rabbi Yehuda, and there is a second chiyuv when one is Boel, his father. How do I know that second chiyuv when one is Boel, his father, that not only is there Mishkav Zachar, but there's a second chiyuv for it being his father? We learn from a kalvachomer from an uncle. Umachi Aviv, the Korvada Aviv, who chayiv shtayim. Aviv lo kolshkein. If a father's brother, who you're only related to because of the father, you're chayiv shtayim for being ba'olim, then the father himself, of course you're going to be chayiv shtayim. So what's the machlokas, whether Rabbi Yehuda thinks you're chayiv shtayim for being ba'ol a father or not chayiv shtayim? The kamifli b'pluk the dabai v'rava. They're arguing about the machlokas, abai and rava. Mar savar on shemna din mar savar Ein onshin min hadin. If you hold that Rabbi Yehuda thinks you're chayiv shtayim for being boel one's own father, that's because he learns from a kal v'chomer from a chiyaviv. Ooh, so you must hold that you're onshin min hadin, that you can give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. But if you think that Rabbi Yehuda holds you're only chayiv achas for boel aviv, it's because you can't learn from a kal v'chomer from a chiyaviv. Why can't you learn from a kal v'chomer of a chiyaviv? Einon shin min adin. That's generally the way we pass in this Einon shin min adin. Why is it that Einon shin min adin that you can't punish based on the Kal v'chomer? Rav Yosef Engel in Beis HaOtzer has, I think, a collection of, nine different explanations of why Einon shin min adin, but the most popular explanations are either that since Kal v'chomer is something that's purely based on Svara, we don't have enough confidence in our own Svara to give an Onesh, because it could turn out the next day that we find out that we're wrong. A Gzer Shav is something that's a Mesora, so you can't be wrong. You have the Mesora, you don't have the Mesora. It can't be disproven. A Kal v'chomer is based on Svara, it could be wrong, so we don't want to take the risk. Another possibility, Marsha writes in Masech Sanhedrin, Einon shin min adin is based on the idea that since Kal v'chomer is comparing a kal to a chamur, so the whole point of giving an onesh is to give a person a kapara. A guy did an avera, so when he gets punished, he gets that kapara. But if he did a more chamur avera, maybe the lesser onesh isn't going to be enough to give him a kapara. The lesser onesh may not suffice as far as offering him that kapara. So then you're stop assaulting him when you're giving him the onesh, because it's not accomplishing the kapara. You're not allowed to just beat a guy up. So that's another possibility. Or maybe midi hibatara, it just is. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yigam Yishatara and Joshua's Ben, and this is one of them, that the nature of Kal v'chomer is that ain't onshin min adin. There are limits in what you could do with the Kal v'chomer. So different possibilities of what the, and there are many nafkaminas. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole long piece of all different nafkaminas on what the svara of ain onshin min hadin actually is. He has some reasons al pi Kabbalah and Chasidus, some reasons al pi. Rabbi Yosef Engel is a very well rounded individual. So he has all that. So Rabbanan Asar Leishasav Minalu, where did the Rabbanan learn Asar of Reishasaviv? Nafkalu Mivervas Eishasavichalos Gale. Rabbi Yehuda, who learns Ervasavichalos Gale, is an Asar of Reishasaviv. Hahu, what does he do with the Pasuk of Ervas Eishasavichalos Gale? Mibaili Lasar Leishasaviv Lacharmisa. That's to teach us an Asara for sleeping with Eishasaviv after the father dies. That even though she's no longer Eishes Aviv, he still has an Asara because she was once Eishes Aviv. V'Rabbanan Hahu Misefet Dekrat Nafka. The Rabbanan say, I agree there exists such an Isser. We derive that from the end of the Pasuk. Erva Savichahi. The Pasuk says, Erva Savichahi. From those extra words, we learn that even after the father dies. V'Rabbi Yehuda Umi Bayilei Misham Eishes Ava Atamachayv Yatamachayv Misham Eishes Ish. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I already use Erva Savichahi to tell me that one is Chayv Misham Eishes Av and not Misham Eishes Ish. Is that true? Rabbi Yehuda holds that when one sleeps with Eishes Aviv, you're not chayiv mishameshes ish, only mishameshes av. Va'anantnan, but in our Mishnah we learned habal Eishes Av. Chayiv ala mishameshes av, u mishameshes ish. Pein b'chayiv ben lachar mishes aviv. That the Tanakhama said in our Mishnah that someone who's boel Eishes Av is chayiv both. And guess what? You look for where Rabbi Yehuda argues. V'lo palag Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda never disagreed. He also said, apparently, that you chayiv both for sleeping with Eishes Av. So don't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds when one sleeps with Eishes Av, he's not chayiv mishum Eishes Ish. According to our Mishnah, he agrees with the Tanakhama. Am Rabbaye Palag Bebraisa. He says, yeah, that's why we have Braisas. In Mishnayos, a lot of times, it doesn't elaborate on the full extent of the Machlokas. Say, Nechinami, you'd get the impression from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is moda to the Tanakhama. But if you learn the Braisa, you see Rabbi Yehuda is not moda to the Tanakhama. V'Rabbanan, the Asara for being Baal Eishes Aviv, Lacham. Also, we learn from Ervas Avichahi, but Onesh Deshes Av Lachar Misa Minalu. Where did Rabbanu learn the Onesh for sleeping with one's father's wife after the father dies? Bish on the Rabbi Yehuda Maisel B'Gzer Shava. Rabbi Yehuda has this Gzer Shava between the Onesh and the Asara. So good, so I could learn the Onesh for Eshes Av Lachar Misa Av Vel Rabbanu. But the Rabbanu rejected that Gzer Shava Saminaluhu. Where are they going to know it from? Where are they going to know the Onesh from? Amilachu Ervas Aviv Gila Demapikla Rabbi Yehuda L'Gzer Shava. You know, in order to make the Gzeirah Shavah, Rabbi Yehuda had to have an extra phrase to leave open to keep that Gzeirah Shavah working, to keep that community, that connection between the parsha of the Asara and the parsha of the Onesh. That extra phrase is exactly the phrase that the Rabbanon used to teach me The onesh of eishes aviv la'achar misas aviv. V'rabbanan onesh li'imo she'ena eishes aviv minaluhu. Where did the Rabbanan who reject the gzera shava, where did they learn an onesh for a mother who's not a father's wife? Amar v'shish rei Ravidi, amar kra, imcha hi. Asal kaz li'imo she'ena eishes aviv kimo she'ena eishes aviv. We make a mother who's not eishes aviv the same as a mother who is eishes aviv. So that's how the Rabbanan learned it. And then the Mishnah said, Haba'al kalaso, that if one sleeps with his daughter-in-law, he's chayiv because of kalaso and also because of eshes ish. V'lechayiv nami mishum eshes b'no. Shouldn't he be chayiv mishum eshes b'no as well? Because, you know, the pasuk says, Ervas kalas chalo segale. And then the very next phrase is, Eshes bin chayi lo segale ervasa. Isn't that two separate isurim? Kalascha and Eshes Bincha. So when one sleeps with his daughter-in-law, it should be kalaso, it should be Eshes Bino, and on top of that also, obviously, Eshes Ish, should be three. Amar Rabbi, Pascha Kalasa B'Kalasa V'Siyim Be'Eshes Bino, Lomer Lecha, Zui Kalasa, Zui Eshes Bino. We're not supposed to understand those two phrases in the Pascha as two separate Yisurim. It's explanatory. Kalaso, what is Kalaso? Eshes Bino. The pasuk goes and explains that kalaso means Eshes Bino. Good, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah. Habal, we're discussing all the things that you chayv skila for. So on the list we have Habal Azachar, Val Behema, one who's Baal a male or an animal, V'isha Meviyas Habehema, or a woman who brings an animal upon herself, Biskila, all of those get skila. So says the Gemara, well, that last one, those last two, that a behema that last one was that the isha and the behema get skila. So im adam chata behema ma chata. I understand the isha is going to get skila. Why should the behema get skila? Behemas don't do averos. Behemas are not chayiv in mitzvos. So what does that mean? What was the isra? Why would the behema get skila? Two reasons. El tisha ba ladam takala al yada lefi chacham rakasav tisakel. Since a person was nichshal ba avera as a result of that behema, that's why it gets skila. Or davar acher, shalote behema veres b'shuk v'yom razui sheniskal ploni al yada. They shouldn't have a behema veres b'shuk, and everyone says, oh, look at that behema, that was the one that so-and-so had to get skila on account of that behema. So in order to take away that embarrassing reminder from people, we kill the behema as well. This is used as one of the rayas. The Trumas Deshan discusses whether you're allowed to cause suffering to a behema when it helps, when there's some minor human benefit from doing so. You're allowed to cause suffering. So they bring a raya from our sugya that tsar bali chayim, whenever it's for to'elas ha'adam, tsar bali chayim is mutter. Because our Mishnah says that why do you kill the behema? Behema machata, so that people shouldn't be embarrassed. It shouldn't bring disgrace on humanity. So because of the kavod of the chote, we shecht the behema. So the ikar tsar bali chayim is to kill the animal. So you see that the Torah is chas on the kavod of shalom, and from there we extrapolate that any time it involves toelas for Adam, there's no issue of tsar balei chayim. Okay, zachar minalan, says the Gemara, how do I know that mishkav zachar is chayiv skila? The Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa, toeva asushneim mos yumasu dmeim bam. Ish prat katan. From the word ish, we derive it excludes a shochev who's a katan, meaning if the shochev is less than bar mitzvah, he's prat from misa. Asher yishkav es zachar ben gadol ben katan. But when it says zachar, that who did he sleep with? A zachar. Didn't say another ish. It said zachar. So that includes even a katan. Mishkevei isha maglcha hakasav shashnei mishkavos beisha. And it says in lashon rabim mishkevei isha, the multiple ways to sleep with an isha. So we see from there that all the yisurei bia that apply to an isha is even by bia shelo kedarka, because you see that there are multiple ways of mishkav with an isha. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Hareza Balulamed Nimtza Lamad. So it turns out this phrase, Mishkavei Isha, was really coming to be Melamed on Mishkav Zachar, that Mishkav Zachar is Chayiv Misa, even though it's a Biyah Sheina Kedarka. But it turns out that it really is Melamed about regular Biyah with a woman, because it's obvious that Mishkav Zachar Yechayiv Biyah Shalok Kedarka. It's the only way to do Mishkav Zachar is Biyah Shalok Kedarka. So it must be that what it's really teaching me is that Bia Shalokadarka is always considered Bia, even when it's with a woman. So Mosu Masu Beskila. Then we say, okay, for Mishkav Zachar, there's a Chiyuv Skila. Atom Beskilo Eno Alachas Eno Ela Ba'achas Mikol Miso Samuris Betora. Are we sure it's Skila? Why are we so sure it's not one of the other Misos in the Torah? So once again, we turn to the Parsha of Ovi Yedoni. Nemar Kan Demeyam Bam. It says by Mishkav Zachar, Demeyam Bam. Venemar Bovi Yedoni, Demeyam Bam. And it says by Ovi Yedoni also, Demeyam Bam. Mala Lan Miskila. Just like it's explicit in the Parsha of Ovi Yedoni that Yirgum will son, that we stone them. So Afkan Miskila. So to over here, it's clear that Mishkav Zachar is Chayiv Skila. So says the Gemara, great, that's as far as the Onesh is concerned. So the Gemara, Shamanu, Onesh Shamanu, Ashara Minayin. Yeah, I see that there's an Onesh, but where do I find the Ashara of Mishkav Zachar? Talmud Lomar, because the Pasuk says, Ve'es Zachar lo tishkav Mishkavei Isha, To'eva hi. So Lamanu Ashara L'Shochev. Okay, good, that's an Ashara, but that only tells me that one shouldn't be the Shochev of Mishkav Zachar. One shouldn't play the male role in Mishkav Zachar. Ashara L'Nishkav Minayin. How do I know that the Nishkav in Mishkav Zachar also has an Ashara? Tamalomar lo yekadesh mi bnei Yisrael. So lo yekadesh means a person shouldn't be someone who's mezuman from Mishkav Zachar. Rashi says that a person shouldn't be someone who's ready constantly from Mishkav Zachar mi bnei Yisrael. So kadesh means Mishkav Zachar. Va'omer, and pasuk says gam kadesh hayabaretz asu kol tovevas hagayim asher horish. So we find that in the pasuk of Malachim Aleph we use the word kadesh in the context of Toeva. And what do we know is called, what type of Bia is called the Toeva in the Torah? Mishkav Zachar. So it's from the connection of the word Toeva, and say from Lachim, to the word Toeva in the Torah, that we learn that this is an Asara for Mishkav Zachar. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael's Shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Tzarech. For a Nishkav of Mishkav Zachar, I don't need Lo Yekadesh. Because you have directly, Harei Omer, the Zachar Lo Tishkav, Mishkavei Isha, and you could read the phrase Lo Tishkav, Vekaribe, Lo Sishachev. So Lo Tishkav could be Lo Sishachev, and therefore you don't need Lo Yekadesh to teach about Mishkav Zachar. So you have Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel, where we learn the Ashara of Mishkav Zachar. Is it from Mishkav the pasuk about Mishkav Zachar itself, which is Rabbi Akiva's point of view, or is it no, that we need to learn it from Lo Yekadesh, which is the point of view of Rabbi Yishmael? Says the Gemara, where do we learn Ashar and Onesh for Zachar that's Shochev in Behema? So Behema, Minallah, and the Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa that tells us as follows. Ish Prat Lekatan. You know, the Torah says, Ish Asher Yitein Shechavta Lebehema Mosimas. A man who sleeps with the Behema is Mosimas. So Ish means only if he's a man, not if he's a Katan. If he's a Katan, he's not going to be Chayv Misa. Asher Yitein Shechavta Lebehema, and from that phrase we learn, Ben Gadol Ben Katana. It doesn't matter if the Behema is a Bar Mitzvah or not. It makes no difference. The size of the Behema, the age of the Behema, totally irrelevant. Mosimas Biskila. Atom Biskila, Eidel Bachs Mikol Misa Moros Petora. Well, are we sure it's Skila? Maybe it's one of the other Misa. Nemar Kan Tarogu, it says by Shochev and Behema Tarogu, Vinemar Lalan, and it says by Emesis, Ki Arog Tarogu. So Mala Lan Beskila, just like by Emesis, it's obviously Skila, Safkan Beskila. So over here also, by the Mishkav Behema, it's Beskila. Lamanu Onesh La Shochev, Onesh Lenishkav Minalan. Good, so we showed just now that there's an Onesh for a Shochev in Behema. Where do I learn that there's an Onesh for the Nishkav in Behema? Because there's a phrase in the pasuk called Shochev Behema Mosimas, which is totally extra. So if it's not about the Shochev, it must be about the Nishkav. Lamanu Onesh Bein LeShochev Bein LeNishkav. Great. So now we learned that there's an Onesh both for the Shochev and for the Nishkav in Mishkav Behema. Ashara Minayin. Where is the Ashara about Mishkav Behema? Tamalomer, because the pasuk says Uvachol Behema Lo Sitein Shchavtecha LeTama Va. That only teaches me an Asara for a shochiv in behema la nishkav minayin. How do I know an asara for the nishkav in behema? So over here we're going to have machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Where's the asara for a nishkav in behema? And on that we're going to find four nafkaminas between what the asara is from. So it's important to realize which psukim we're quoting over here. Where do we find an asara for a nishkav in behema? Tamalomar lo yakadesh mibnei Yisrael va'omer v'gam kadesh. And it says also Chol Toevos Hagayim. So Mishkav Behema is included in Toevos Hagayim. That's beferish in the Torah, because the pasuk says Kis Chol Toevos Hael Asu Anshei Aretz Asher Lefneichem. The Toevos Hagayim include Mishkav Behema. The term Kadesh that's used in the Paskim Malachim is a Kadesh of Toeva of Mishkav Behema. So therefore, the term Kadesh that's used in the pasuk in the Torah must also be about Mishkav Behema. Div Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, how do I know an Asara for an with Mishka Behema from the word Kadesh in the Torah? Lo ya Kadesh mibnei Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva Amar Eino Tzarich. Nah, you don't need to find the Pasuk Lo ya Kadesh. Harei Omer Lo Sitein Shchavtecha Lo Sitein Shchivasecha. Lo Sitein Shchavtecha doesn't only mean to be the Shochev, it also means to be the Nishkav. So it's from a Pasuk about Mishka Behema itself that we learn the Asara for a Nishkav with Mishka Behema. So Gemara says, okay, now what's the difference between whether you learn the Asara from Rabbi Shmuel's Lo Yakadesh or from Rabbi Akiva's Minei Ubei from the Parsha of Mishkav Behema? So Abala Zachar Vehevi Alav Zachar Amr Beval the Diver Rabbi Shmuel Chayv Shtayim Chada Chadmi Lo Tishkav VeChadmi Lo Yakadesh Diver Rabbi Kiva Ein Chayv Alachas Lo Tishkav Lo Tishachiv Chadahi. What if a person is Bala Zachar and he's maybe a Zachar on himself? So he's both a shochev and a nishkav of Mishkav Behema. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, he's chayiv twice, because the azhara for nishkav of a mishkav zachar is totally different than the azhara for a shochev of mishkav zachar. But according to Rabbi Kiva, he's only chayiv once, because it's from the same word, lo tishkav, lo tishachev. And similarly, Habala behema vehevi behema olav. If someone is bala behema and he brings a behema on him, he's both the shochev and the nishkav in mishkav behema. Amar Rabbi Avol, the Rabbi Shmuel chayv shtayim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, he chayv twice. Because he learns the asara of a shochev in behema as coming from a different pasuk than the asara of a nishkav in behema, so you can be chayv twice. But the Rebbe Kiva in chayv elachas shchavtecha ushchivasecha chadahi, because he learns the same word teaches the asara for both the shochev and the nishkav with mishkav behema. Abayi says, nah, you can't compare Mishkav Zachar to Mishkav Behema. Afil de Rabbi Shmuel Nami and Chayv Elachas. Even according to Rabbi Shmuel, when it comes to Mishkav Behema, even if one is both a Shochev and a Nishkav, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you only chayv once. The Chiksiv Lo Yakadesh Begavrik Siv. When the Pasuk says Lo Yakadesh, it's talking about people, human bia, and not behema, because kadesh means znus. There's no such thing as znus by a behema. But says Gemara, what do you mean? El Rabbi Shmuel asar nishkav minalei. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel use lo yakadesh as the asara for nishkav with behema? How can you now come along and say that the words lo yakadesh can never be about a behema? It always has to be about a human being. So no, he learns nafkali kol shochev behema mos yimas. He learns the asara of nishkav mishkav behema from the pasuk of kol shochev behema mos yimas. The main union the shochev, it's no union the nishkav. And if it's not about the shochev, because we already know about the shochev, we apply it to the nishkav. V'afkei rachmano the nishkav bloshen shochev. And the reason the Torah refers to the nishkav by talking about a shochev is to teach us ma shochev anash v'yisir af nishkav anash v'hisir, that just like a shochev, they have both an onesh and an asara. So by a nishkav also, there's an onesh and an asara. So someone who's boel a zachar and is maybe zachar a love in one helem is chayiv only once. Now we have another difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Hanirva lezachar vanirva lebehema. Let's say a person is nirva with both a zachar and a behema in one helem. So Amar Rabbi Avol, the Divrei Rabbi Akiva chayiv shtayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, he's chayiv twice. Chada milo sishkav, for the nirva lezachar it's from lo sishkav, v'chadim for the nirva lebehema it's milo sitein shchavtcha. There are two different psukim. The Divrei Rabbi Shmuel inu chayiv alachas idividim lo yakadeshu. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're only chayiv once, because it's both asaros are from the phrase lo yakadesh. Abai Amar Afil Divrei Rabbi Shmuel nami chayiv shtayim. Abai said no, it's not from lo yakadesh. You'd be chayiv shtayim for being the nishkav of behema and a zachar. The ksiv kol shochim behema mosimas imenu in the shochim tenei nishkav afkarachman nishkav b'lashon shochim mas. shochev on a shvizyav nishkav on a shvizyav. By it says lo yakadesh cannot be the source of an ashara for nishkav and behema. There's another pasuk for the ashara of nishkav and behema. Aval abal azachar vehevi zachar alav habal behema vehevi alav bein the rabbi avav bein labai the rabbi shmuel chayiv shalosh. But if someone did four averos, he was bowl the zachar and brought a zachar love, and he was both the shochev and nishkav of the behemah as well, then he's for sure chayiv three chatos. One for revia zachar, zachar lo tishkav. Second one for nirva the zachar, lo yakadish. And third one for revia behemah, b'chol behemah, lo sitein shchavtecha. And with Rabbi Kiva, chayiv shtayim. But according to Rabbi Kiva, he's only chayiv shtayim. Once for the roveya and nirva of a zachar, from Bezachar lo tishkav mishkavei isha, and once for the roveya and nirva of the behema. And on that one, even Abaye cannot disagree on that point. Even Abaye would have to admit that you're at least chayiv shalosh in that case. The fact that the behema is, that he's nirva le behema, he's not chayiv achatas, according to Rabbi Vel, because the isra nirva le behema is learned from the same lav as nirva le zachar. And according to Abaye, because we learn from the same lav as roveya le behema. So they're all going to agree that it's only going to be three. So Alicia is going to give the daf tomorrow, starting with Tanu Rabbanan. Okay.